He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Friday morning. Another freaky Friday. It is May the 4th. The Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. We've got the NASDAQ up a little, the Dow down a little, the S&P down a little, pretty much right on the flat line, at or near the flat line right now. We've got the Dow Jones Industrial Average at down 7 points right now, 8 points. It's at 23,923, very close to its 200-day support level, which is a big number to watch, and I will be reporting on that in my newsletter this weekend at GundersonCapital.com. The S&P 500 is down 70 cents. That puts it at 2,629. Its support level is right around 2,600 right now. The NASDAQ is up 11 points this morning, 7,102. The Russell 2000 down just a fraction, pennies here. Russell 2000 at 1,545. Crude oil is up 38 cents, $68.81. Gold is down $2 per ounce this morning to $1,311 per ounce. Silver's down 2 cents, $16.42. The euro down a little bit, just a hair, so the dollar at least has stopped rising. That's held the market down here over the last couple of weeks. The 10-year yield is dropping 2.93%. And last but not least, we got to get our Bitcoin update, down $90 to $9,654. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California, where our Padres will be taking on the Dodgers this weekend in Monterrey, Mexico. I've been to Monterrey. Nice little town, nice big town. A lot of maquiladora plants down there. A lot of good restaurants down in Monterrey, Mexico. And the Padres taking on the Dodgers for a three-game set on this Cinco de Mayo weekend. I hope the mariachis are coming to your house. If they're not, go find a nice place. Yeah, you know, it's a festive weekend. We should all be in good spirits. We've got Cinco de Mayo tomorrow. Nobody even knows what we're celebrating or what we're commemorating or what we're remembering. That's all we know is chips and salsa and mariachi music. And, of course, the big party in May, the first Saturday in May, the Kentucky Derby tomorrow. I'll be rooting for Bolts de Oro. So hopefully he can beat that favorite, Justify, who's undefeated. Undefeated horse. Could be a monster. We'll see. So lots to celebrate this weekend. Well, yesterday we had a 400-point drop. There wasn't much celebrating going on here at the offices of Gunderson Capital Management. But then guess what? The market, according to Jeremy Klein, FBN Securities chief market strategist, said the market got very cheap and buyers just came in. Did I buy? Yes, I bought a new stock yesterday in my ultra growth portfolio. And that will be in my newsletter this weekend. That's another way you can celebrate this weekend. You can watch the Kentucky Derby on one TV. You can watch Cinco de Mayo celebrations on another one. You can participate in Cinco de Mayo celebrations while reading the Gunderson Best Stocks Now newsletter, which I think is the best stock market newsletter in the land. At least I try to make it that way. You may not agree. Your bird might like it in the bird cage, but there's a lot of work that goes into it. This is my internal research as a as a professional money manager that I share with my radio listeners and my subscribers and my clients on a weekly basis. It is intense, but in the end, I try to make it entertaining, and I try to make it a lot of pictures to look at. Pictures tell a story. Every picture tells a story, as Rod Stewart said, and those stories in the newsletter, very, very important. Well, the market has been struggling here while these trade talks have been taking place, while Stormy Daniels dominates the headlines. And November polls and the elections, the market is forward-looking. The market is an indicator, a forward indicator of what folks think the economy is going to do down the road. And it's pretty obvious that there's a lot of people thinking that the economy is not getting the bump that it should have from the tax cuts, and we may have seen the best in the economy. That's what the market is telling us right now. Of course, that's a prediction by the market. Actual numbers could be different, could be worse, could be better. We got the non-farm payrolls report in today. It was not inspiring, as you can see by the muted market reaction. The April non-farm payrolls came in at 164,000. Where's our big jobs creator? I think he's worried with Stormy Daniels these days. Unemployment rate drops to 3.9% versus the 4% consensus. So we do have a lower unemployment rate, but about 164,000 jobs created. We're expecting 189,000 jobs expected. And of course, you're seeing the muted reaction by the markets here today. You know, there's a lot of talk about there's not a lot of good qualified folks to hire out there right now. It's a tough place, tough jobs market. A lot of people can't even pass a drug test, let alone a weekend mariachi May 4th Cinco de Mayo test. And qualified people, not finding them is what a lot of businesses are saying. Well, they're wrapping up talks in China. We're not hearing anything yet. We've got the A-team over there, Mnuchin, Kudlow, Navarro. If you ever want to read an interesting book, Death by China by Peter Navarro, and I think that pretty much explains where the current administration is coming from in their negotiations with China. But the biggest factor is they want to reduce the trade deficit by at least $200 billion. By the end of 2020, that's a very, very aggressive number. And they want the Chinese government to halt all government support for advanced technologies. That gives them an unfair advantage. So we'll see where it all goes. Chinese officials believe the proposal was unfair, according to the sources. You ever hear that one between your kids? It's not fair. He got a bigger piece of chicken than my piece. His slice of pie is bigger than my slice of pie. They actually will get out a tape measure to prove it to you that Johnny got a bigger piece of pie than Julie did. Well, anyways, we'll see how it all ends up. Wanting to lower that trade deficit by $200 billion. Narrow the trade deficit. Make things a little bit more fair, so our piece of pie doesn't pale in comparison to the Chinese piece of pie. Well, if there's not enough to worry about between Stormy Daniels and Chinese trade relations, Iran will not renegotiate a nuclear deal. This is coming from Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif. Iran will not renegotiate what was agreed to years ago and has been implemented, he said. In a video message on YouTube, well, you can look that up, it comes as President Trump warns that unless European allies rectify the 2015 nuclear deal's terrible flaws by May 12th, that's 8 days from now, that would be 12 de mayo, he will refuse to extend U.S. sanctions relief for the oil-producing Islamic Republic. So if there's not enough to worry about, I think invest in oil right now as we continue to have turmoil in the Middle East. Those oil stocks have been doing very, very good. Well, we have the lowest unemployment rate since 2000 at 3.9%, and interest rates are heading down. And as I say, the market is a leading indicator of the economy. And right now, the market is a little bit undecided. It's a little bit worried about the future of the economy. Is this as good as it gets? An infamous line from Caterpillar CEO earnings report. Well, we'll see. It doesn't seem to be. Earnings continue to come in strong, but is this as good as it gets? More on that when we come back. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stay
stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Well, it'll be a big weekend in Omaha, Nebraska. It's also Berkshire Hathaway's big annual party. Meet Charlie, meet Warren, see what they're up to. Not too far from Kentucky Derby land. You could probably hit the Derby in between there, be home by Monday. Celebrate Cinco de Mayo, and read my newsletter on Sunday on the trip home. Warren Buffett dumping all his shares of IBM. It's about time. Over the last 5 years, IBM stock has been going in reverse by 4% per year, while the market's been moving in forward by 10% per year. So if you look at your portfolio today and your guy or your gal has you in IBM, well, you would wonder why. IBM is ranked number 3,615 out of 5,544. It's an also-ran in this year's Derby. Actually, in the last 10 Derbies, it looked like. Been a very poor performer. You got to go clear back to 2016. That's its last hurrah, it looks like. 26% the stock was up that year. But other than that, down 6.5% this year, down 4% last year, down 11% in 2015, down 12% in 2014. Is IBM becoming the next GE, General Electric? I don't think so. But at the same time, we're talking soggy here, real soggy. I don't know what they're expecting in Churchill Downs. Is it a fast track, muddy track, sloppy track? We'll have to see. A lot of years, you turn on the TV and it's raining in Louisville. I'll have to look at the Louisville weather report here in the next break. Well, Berkshire Hathaway dropping IBM completely, but, oh, IBM a soggy stock for sure. Stodgy old growth giant of yesteryear. Berkshire Hathaway ups its Apple stake. How about that? Warren Buffett, who always said, I don't understand technology, therefore I do not want to own technology. I guess he understands the iPhone. I guess he understands Apple's products. He increased his stake. He bought $75 million. Hey, put in that order on your Ameritrade website. Do they charge $6.95 for that trade? $75 million. Now, I'm sure it was bought in increments along the way by his traders. He said that the company earns almost twice as much, listen to this, almost twice as much as the second most profitable company in the U.S. In other words, IBM or Apple is the most profitable company in the U.S. and its closest competitor, 12 lanes back, is half of what the profit that Apple earns. They earn almost twice as much as the second most profitable company. Well, that's news is sending Apple shares higher here today. I continue to own it in my growth, my dividend growth portfolio. Now, that's not just growth of dividends. That's got to have growth of earnings also. That really separates me from the rest of the pack. Look at this. Apple on a roll. Apple's earnings up 25% this year. Apple's earnings expected to be up 15% next year. Look at the last four quarters. 18% growth in earnings, 24%, 16%, 30%, and they're growing their dividend. Now, that's the best of both worlds, see? That's an exacta. Play the exacta tomorrow on that derby. Sometimes you can catch a big one, the big long shot runs second. Apple not only has earnings growth, but it has dividend growth. Current dividend yield on Apple, 1.7%. Now, see, that makes more sense to me than going out and buying bonds, which have downside risk. Well, Apple has downside risk, too, but I'd still say a nice portfolio of stocks that are growing their earnings and growing their dividends makes the most sense in this environment, a rising interest rate environment. Although it's not like interest rates are red hot right now and moving higher, they're drifting. It's kind of a continental drift. It's kind of like that molten lava just kind of oozing its way down the mountain there in Hawaii this morning. Apple having a very nice day. Buffett now owns $45 billion worth of Apple. That would be 2% of the total shares outstanding are owned by Berkshire Hathaway's fund, Warren Buffett. Alibaba, they're in the news today. Boy, I was hoping for a better reaction. They had a nice earnings report, and the stock is down 1.7% this morning. What gives there? Alibaba beat earnings by 3 cents. Yeah, okay, now I'm getting it. It wasn't really a major knock the ball out of the park earnings report, but not bad. And their revenues beat by $500 million. The shares were up 3.2% last night after this announcement. And today, very muted response. But Alibaba, there's another one. Now, Alibaba doesn't qualify as a growth and dividend play because there's not a dividend. All right, if he starts paying a dividend, then he'll qualify for that portfolio. But right now, I own Alibaba in my premier growth portfolio. This is one of the giant, fast-growing, large-cap companies, one of the best in the world, headquartered in Hong Kong, now a $458 billion market cap company, about half the size of Amazon and Apple, but still a formidable player. Over the last 5 years, Baba has delivered earnings growth of on average of 36% per year. Now, you're not going to find that in many $458 billion companies. Instead, you're going to get the single-digit growth in the Procter & Gamble's and the Kimberly-Clark's of the world that I like to pick on, Johnson & Johnson. Alibaba's been growing by 36%. Listen to this quarter that they just reported. Baba's earnings up 44% year over year. 44%? What was IBM again, just for fun? IBM's earnings were up 4%. Alibaba up 44%. You take your pick. Alibaba's sales, listen to this, up 76% year over year. IBM sales were up 5%. Year over year. It's a competitive world out there. All these companies are competing one against another for our attention, for our investment dollars, for our IRA money, our 401k money, our trust fund baby money, whatever the case may be. Alibaba, a clear winner here, one of the top large cap growth companies in the world. They're the Amazon of China. You know what? When we come back, let's put the stock under the microscope, okay? We got a few others too, including IDEX Labs, another stock that's having a nice day. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
is Apple up $6 a share right now, threatening to break out to new all-time highs? Is you know, Apple and Amazon are in a race for $1 trillion. Apple right now at $923 billion. Man, it could be there by the end of the week at this rate. $923 billion, while Amazon now in second place. This is like Bolts de Oro and Justified duking it out down the lane at the Derby. Amazon has fallen way back. Apple has taken a big lead. As they round the turn and they hit the top of the stretch, here comes Apple. Apple at $922 billion. Amazon at $764 billion. Wow, look at them apples. That looks like your Derby winner right now, Apple. There's a horse tomorrow with the name Apple in it. Make sure you put a couple bucks on him. Alibaba beats by 3 cents. It's in a distant third place at $444 billion. But let's take a look at Alibaba through the lens of the Best Stocks Now app. It is a numbering, it is a formula-based system based on numbers. The app completely takes emotion out of the equation. And a lot of people out there, raise your hand if you're guilty of letting emotions get the best of you and selling at the bottom and buying at the top and missing a 9-year bull market or whatever. Emotion is an investor's worst enemy. You ever notice how cool Warren Buffett is when they ask him about the market or the stocks? He's always optimistic. His results prove themselves. He doesn't get all shook up over one of his stocks breaking a 50-day moving average or missing a quarter. And he's always calm, cool, and collected about the market, knowing that there has not been a better device invented over the long haul for growth than the U.S. stock market and U.S. corporations that continue to innovate, that continue to impact our lives every single day. Well, let's take a look at Alibaba. Alibaba, the Amazon of China. Jack Ma. Remember the little guy making the rounds on CNBC, Fox Business Channel, back when Alibaba came public? Let's see, when was that? Alibaba, symbol is Baba. They came public back in, come on, hurry up. Sometimes my brain works faster than the internet. There we go. Late 2014. And what price was that at, Bill? It came out at a price of about $60 per share. Now it's $180. So you've got a triple in Alibaba since 2014. Were it not for Alibaba, you know, Yahoo had a big stake in Alibaba. Yahoo would have never made any money. Yahoo was a horrible stock in the end. Poorly run company. Horrible. Horrible. And now Alibaba, you know, I'm sure they cashed in their stake on Alibaba, but that was one of the best moves that Yahoo made, was investing in a different company besides themselves. Alibaba, $466 billion, annual revenues of $23.5 billion. That's $2 billion a month, ringing the cash registers there at Alibaba's website. And over the last 3 years now, Alibaba doesn't have a 5-year track record. It'll be interesting to see what it is when they do. It doesn't have a 10-year track record. That'll be also an interesting number. But over the last 3 years, the total return, there is not a dividend yield here in Alibaba. You're going to have to rely on capital appreciation only. Generally speaking, as stocks start to slow down in growth, that's when they start paying a dividend yield, okay? So dividend yield is not always a good sign. When a stock company starts paying a dividend, a lot of times that means, you know, we've got to keep the investors hanging around. We've got to throw some breadcrumbs out there to keep them around like pigeons at the park, or they'll flock away from us. Not always a good thing to initiate a dividend. Alibaba continues to grow. without a dividend, 29% per year last 3 years versus the market 7.5. Over the last 12 months, and I think I've owned it for at least 12 months, Alibaba is up 54.5% while the market's up 10. And even though the stock has been going sideways here, really, man, you got to go clear back to August last summer. We've had nothing but sideways motion in the stock. I see good value in the shares. The performance numbers are good. They're not fantastic, but we'll rate them as very good. There's nothing wrong with the 12-month performance of 54% while the market's up 10.1. All right, now let's dig into the valuation, which is the other half of this equation. I do like momentum, which the market's picking up right now. Look at that go. Wow. Anyways, I do like momentum, but I do like value also. Alibaba, despite this phenomenal growth of the last 5 years of 36% per year, currently has a forward P.E. ratio of 28. Okay, so it's trading at a discount to its past growth rate. At the same time as the analysts speak with Jack Ma and his cohorts and try to get some kind of idea on their strategy, and as they do their pro forma income sheets, income statements stretching out over the next several years, they expect Alibaba's earnings will continue to grow by 30% per year. Now, where can you find that in a $465.5 trillion stock? 30% growth? IBM would die for 10% growth, let alone 30% growth. When I take the forward P.E. ratio of 28 and I put it up against the growth rate of 30%, I get a PEG ratio of 0.94. That's less than 1. And as a growth at a reasonable price type of investor, I like PEG ratios less than 1. Now, when I take the earnings and extrapolate them out over the next 5 years at 30% per year, of course, that's just an expectation right now. But stocks trade on expectations. Markets trade on expectations. Right now, the market is saying, you know, we're a little bit worried about the future growth of this economy. You're seeing it in the action of the market here. But I have a $365 target price on Alibaba. And the stock is trading today at $180 per share. So, according to Gunderson, no guarantees, obviously. This is just math. My math comes up with the potential for Alibaba to double again over the next 5 years. Well, we'll see. Alibaba expecting to grow their earnings by 29% this year, 33% next year. In the overall scheme of things, out of 5,544 stocks that I have to choose from, that includes mutual funds, ETFs, indexes, sectors, etc., Alibaba comes in at number 277. Now, 1 year ago today, Alibaba was ranked number 22 overall. And what has the stock done over the last 12 months since it was ranked number 22? 54% over the last 12 months. Now, the ranking is no guarantee, obviously, of future performance, but given its current momentum characteristics and its current valuation characteristics, this right now is one of my top ranked stocks. It is a best stock now, particularly when you're looking at the category of large cap conservative growth stocks. And it is a position in my premier growth portfolio. And no, I don't own Colgate, if you're wondering. I don't own Kimberly-Clark, if you're wondering. I don't own Clorox, if you're wondering. I don't own IBM and other soggy stocks, stodgy old growth giants of yesteryear. I try to own the best stocks now in this category. Well, we got a lot more to talk about when we come back. Look at all these stocks in the news today. IDEX Labs, Amazon, How about the homeless tax in Seattle? Fluor getting clobbered. One of my stocks getting clobbered. Arista Networks. Eco Petrol in the news. Skyworks. Oh, break open your Apple phone. You'll find lots of little Skyworks chips inside your phone. I'll bet it's riding Apple's coattails this morning. We'll check on it when we come back, along with Weight Watchers, Shake Shack. And don't forget Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
This is Bill Gunderson, Professional Money Manager and Chief Investment Officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the final segment. Can you believe we're already at the final segment for the week? And it's been a busy week. It's been a very busy week of earnings reports. I think it was Wednesday. I had 10 pages of notes to go through to condense it down to what I thought were the very best ones to talk about here on the air. And, of course, this week's newsletter will be a blockbuster. Man, I am looking forward to see what the earnings estimates, what has happened. Have they been revised upwards? Have they been revised downwards? Are they too high? Are they too lofty? Because to me, the very best indicator for the market is earnings. That is the best indicator for the market. The future is reflected in those earnings forecasts. Earnings have been growing for the last 9 years, and that's why we've had a 9-year bull market. Just stands to reason that when that earnings growth halts, the market will halt, and it'll be over. Then we got to make money in inverse funds, pick on whatever areas of the market are most vulnerable at that time, step aside in cash, put our big gains over the years into safe money for a while, all kinds of different ways to handle it. But we don't want to miss. We don't want to wait until the market's down 40 or 50% and say, yeah, we're in a recession. Stamps.com beats by 64 cents, beats on revenues. Believe it or not, that's one of the stocks that you, I say, I didn't know that. Now, why didn't the U.S. government, why didn't the U.S. Postal Service think of Stamps.com? Do you know that that's one of the great small cap stocks of our day, of our generation over the last 10 years? 34% per year. Over the last 12 months, the stock up 108%. Over the last 3 years, 54%. Why don't I own it, Gunderson? Performance grade of A+. I know who does own it, the iBuy ETF, which has all online stores in it, which Stamps.com is. Stamps.com currently ranked at number 328 out of 5,544. This has been a stellar performer over the years, believe it or not. You know, if you get the newsletter, you see things like this. I always throw in a couple of I didn't know that's in the main article of my newsletter. I talked about the gene therapy stocks 3 weeks ago. Last week I talked about a defense stock that exploded later that week, the next week. I didn't know that. Man, if you're not at least glancing at the pictures and scanning that newsletter, which has kept you in the market for 9+ years, how many market timers can make that claim? Well, you're missing out. I'm going to put about 10 hours of my internal research on the market so I'm prepared to start a new week next Monday. That's the kind of work that I do as a money manager. I'm on top of the market, down onto the German Bund rates. You want to know where the German Bund rates are headed? Well, that's one of the best indicators for the bond market, believe it or not. You want to get the newsletter. You go to GundersonCapital.com. Now, of course, if you're a client, you get the newsletter every week. That's why my phone doesn't ring off the hook every day. People know, my clients know exactly where I stand on the newsletter, and they see their portfolios, and they know why I'm doing the things that I'm doing. I also have live trading subscribers, $89 a month, that follow along. Trade along with Bill. Not sing along with Bill. Trade along with Bill. And then I have the basic newsletter, $195 a year, which has my market outlook. Just, it has everything but those individual portfolios. It's always good to be writing the newsletter. They're jackhammering next door. You can probably hear it through my microphone. Can't they take that jackhammer somewhere else while I'm doing a radio show? Oh, my gosh. Anyways, I will be writing the newsletter today. GundersonCapital.com. And you know what? If you're a brand new person on the newsletter, you get 2 weeks of the full Monty. The whole enchilada of the newsletter. Other stocks in the news as we close out this week. Morgan Stanley sees upside in Kraft Heinz. Well, there's a soggy stock. That stock's been moving as slow as the slow ketchup. Habit Restaurants crashes 19%. We have one right by us. You know, I don't go there very often myself. I'm hurting their same-store sales numbers on negative comparable restaurant sales. In the meantime, Shake Shack is going the opposite direction in the hamburger wars. Shake Shack beats earnings by 6 cents. That stock up a little bit. Piper Jaffray hikes their price target on Shake Shack. You know, I've never been a big fan of restaurant stocks. Maybe right next to a Shake Shack, they should put a Weight Watchers. That's where they can go after their Shake Shack meal. Weight Watchers has been a great stock. Here's another. I didn't know that moment. Well, Oprah Winfrey knows it. She's a big investor in Weight Watchers, which is threatening to break out to new all-time highs today. Do you know that that has also been a fantastic small-cap stock, WTW? Let's just look. It's currently ranked number 77 out of 5,544. I didn't know that. You see how valuable this app is? Did you know that Weight Watchers has tripled in the last 12 months? That's right. It's up to, do you own it, Gunderson? No, I talked myself out of it. I've seen the Jenny Craigs over the years and the others. But you know what? All the diet stocks are doing well. Nutrisystems is doing very well. Metafast is doing very well right now. But Weight Watchers is up 101% per year over the last 3 years. It helps to have Oprah Winfrey talking about it on her talk show every day. A lot of free advertising there. And Weight Watchers is up 228% in the last 12 months. I've got a target price of $120 on Weight Watchers, WTW. It's up $75. It's at $75 right now. You see all the interesting things? What a fun business. To watch all this stuff, to see all this stuff going on. One last one. Let's see how Skyworks is doing. Skyworks was in my book when it was $11 a share. My Best Stocks Now book. It's been as high as 117 since then, and it's up 2.5% today to 94.61. I currently do not own Skyworks, but it is definitely riding Apple's coattails today. And my Arista Networks, it's sagging today. It's down 11%. Great earnings report, but thinner margins. Boy, people are picky these days, aren't they? If you want to talk to me, 855-611-BEST or GundersonCapital.com. Have a great weekend. See Cinco de Mayo. Go Bolts de Oro.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.